Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 515-302-9635. 9635.
I can call this number, all right?
Yeah, when you dial in, that way you will be in direct contact with, you know, the prayer that is going on, which is better for you.
So 515-302-9635, I can call this.
No,
right?
It's 602, area code 515-602-9, yeah, you got
602-515-602-9635. Sure, I will call this number right now.
Yeah, dialing, that way you'll be in direct contact with the prayer going on and the healing. Jesus is the healer. I want you to have faith, believe Jesus Christ for your healing right now. He's going to do it. Jesus is the healer. He healed me so many times. I was sick. Jesus healed me. And he can do the same thing for you right now.
Could you add me in WhatsApp, this number? Is it a WhatsApp number, sir?
No, where are you calling from?
In Maryland.
Yes.
United States.
Yeah. Yeah, we are in Maryland. We are in Longham, Maryland. So easy to dial in. You don't have to use WhatsApp.
I think it's a prayer. I thought that it was prayer people praying in the WhatsApp or something like that. No, right? So I can call directly and talk to them, right?
Yeah, you don't need to come through WhatsApp. Just dial in straight.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank
yeah.
You.
Bless you.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, he's able. You know, he's able.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's able, abundantly able to deliver and to say, our Lord is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. Jesus is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our Lord is able. Yes, you are welcome.
You are
welcome, brother.
Welcome.
Yes.
My name is Sinoy. Please pray for health and healing for my body. I'm having arthritis in my left knee. So in my left knee, I'm having pain. When I walk, I'm having this pain. So please pray for my health and healing in Jesus' name. Please.
Amen. Jesus is able. Now put your right hand on your left knee where you are hurting. Put your hand on the spot where you are hurting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yes. So what happened is I will put, sir, can you hear my story? Just a minute. Like when I played soccer at the age of 17, I tore my ligament and I had surgeries. I finished the second surgery now. I'm going to have a third surgery. They're going to remove the plates and screws on my knee. So all I'm asking you, sir, I believe in Jesus. I'm born and raised in a Christian family. So I'm going to place my right hand right now in the knee. I believe and I have faith in Jesus. Let God touch me. So I will place my right hand right now. Yes.
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 Yes. I want you to believe God for your healing. You have
I
to
believe.
Receive Jesus Christ as your personal
Jesus
Lord
Christ
and Savior.
Savior.
Let Jesus
yes,
come into
I
your
do.
Heart. Let
yes.
Jesus be your Lord.
Yes.
Receive Jesus Christ. He's the Savior.
Yes.
He's the healer. He's the deliverer.
Yes.
You have faith in him. Believe on him.
Yes, I do.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes.
So put your hand on that spot where you are hurting. The healing power of God is coming on it right now.
Okay.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your son who has called into this line for prayer for his left foot that is hurting. Lord Jesus, you are the greatest healer of all time. You are the doctor of every doctor. You healed me in 1977. You healed me again and again and again. You are the greatest healer, Lord Jesus. You can do anything. Heal your people right now. Heal your son right now. Heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his heel. Lord, touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch his spirit, soul, and body. Touch him right now. Let him be made every week home. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Yes, I feel it here. It's happening there. Yes, I feel it here. The power of God is flowing into your being. The anointing is flowing into your spiritual and body. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, Jesus is making you whole right now. Receive. Yes, the touch of God. Hey, Santa Yabagada. Yeah, broko doro bo senderia. Iblanda, 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 iblanda. Ah, Rabasaya. Yeah, bo senderia. Jesus is making you. Father, we thank you. We adore you. Bless thy Lord, my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless thy Lord, O my soul.
O my soul, Lord Jesus.
Jesus is making you.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We adore you.
Hallelujah.
Bless thy Lord, O my soul. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's happening. It's happening. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Bless thy Lord, O
bless the Lord of my soul.
Jesus is making you.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. We adore you.
Praise God.
Bless thy Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah.
Bless thy Lord, oh your soul.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is making you.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We adore you.
Bless
the Lord, oh,
yes, bless the Lord, oh, my
yes,
Lord,
Jesus. Thanking, begin to thank him. Jesus is touching that knee, that pain. There's another person with pain in the back, in the lower back of your body. God, pain. The Lord Jesus is touching it right now. Right now, receive the healing touch of Jesus. He's flowing right now. He's flowing right now. In the name of Jesus, terrible
pain. Hallelujah.
Arabasa, Arabasa. With pain in the chair, problems in the chair. Put your right hand on that chair. God, he's touching
your
chest right now.
Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let
Christ.
Him touch you.
Oh,
let
Savior.
Him touch you. Let him touch you. Let him touch you.
Touch
hey.
Me, Jesus.
Bless thy Lord, who art thou.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is making us whole. Father, we thank you. We are for you. Bless thy Lord, who art thou.
Hallelujah.
Bless thy Lord, who art thou.
Praise God.
Jesus is making you Father, we thank you. We adore you.
Hallelujah.
Bless thy Lord, who is my soul. Bless thy Lord, who is
my soul.
Jesus is making you
praise God.
Father, we thank you. We adore you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
It's happening.
Thank
it's
you.
Happening. Whatever yes. You could not do before, begin to do it. Begin to spread your hands and your legs. Begin to use those legs. Yes, begin to exercise your body. The healing power of God has come into your spirit, soul, and body. Yes. Begin to exercise yourself right now. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, because the healing power of God has just come into your spirit, soul, and body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Pastor, for praying for me. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much, Pastor, for praying for
God.
Me.
Let
thank
us
you,
thank God.
Thank
thank
you, Jesus.
Don't thank me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's the
thank
one
you,
that
Jesus.
Healed thee.
Peace. You
thank
are one
Jesus.
Who heals, Father. Father,
yes.
Two or more gathering your name,
he's
there
the Lord.
Be most, Father, thank
that
you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer.
He's the Lord, your healer. He sent his word to heal your disease.
Who heals us?
He's
the Lord. He's
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
I want you to say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you. Don't thank me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't thank me.
Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank
you,
Holy Spirit
yes.
of God. Thank you, God.
Yes, continue to say
thank
that.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. May the grace
thank
of the Father, the love of the Son, sweet
thank
coming
you,
of the
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit.
Jesus.
Thank,
Lord,
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Holy thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit manifesting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. He put you first, Father, in everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus as my Savior. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's what it is. I said, you got to cry.
Yes.
Have your faith, my Lord, and Savior. Your Savior. Your worship is Jesus. That is God. Follow is Jesus. Look for a living God. The Bible,
yes.
The living God. I begin to serve God and worship God. That's what it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, so now we're going to go into the Word of God. Don't hang up. Join us as we stay with us. We are going into the Word of God now. Please stay with us. Stay with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be talking about the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross. Find that story. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 32. So that is first.
Yes.
That you talk for chapter 23, verse 32, so that is first. You see the story of Jesus' crucifixion. He was crucified among two thieves.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was prophesied that Jesus Christ will be crucified with two people, Isaiah 53 verse 12. It was already prophesied in Isaiah 53 verse 12 that Jesus would be crucified among two transgressors, Isaiah 53 verse 12. And so it was fulfilled in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 13 to 43, It came to pass that Jesus was actually crucified with two thieves, one on the left and one on the right. On the right was able to talk to Jesus. He was communicating with Jesus. And he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The thief on the cross on the right hand side was it was also the truth. The one on the left was mocking Jesus, and Jesus had nothing to do with that one, but the one on the right, other name was Saint Demas, Saint Dismas. And that thief on the right hand side of Jesus, he was talking with Jesus. He was asking Jesus for salvation, to have mercy, to save us. And as he was talking with Jesus, Jesus had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. And that man got saved. The Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Say, by grace are we saved through faith. It is not by work, lest any man should boast. See, on the cross, someone who was condemned received salvation. I told you how simple God is. How simple God is. But we made it look very complicated. We have made God to look very complicated. On the cross, a criminal, the Bible called him transgressor, able to gain salvation. He was talking with Jesus. And as he was talking with Jesus, he made it clear that me, I can't help myself. I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Save us, Lord. And the Bible says that Jesus had mercy on him. And right there, Jesus said, today, you will be with particular thief, went to heaven with Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Now, you see how simple it is, how easy it was, you know, just communicating with Jesus. Well, that friend we have with Jesus, you know, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. See? Get with him. We can talk with him. We have a high priest that we can touch with the feeling of our infirmity. That's the book of Hebrews. In the Old Testament, you cannot touch the high priest, you know, with your problems, with your needs. But the high priest in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, is the high priest that you can touch with the feelings of your infirmity. You can relate with Jesus. You can touch Jesus with your problems, with your needs, like he said in the morning. The woman with the issue of blood, she was able to touch Jesus. And then blind Bartimaeus. And then the beggars in the street. And then the tax collector. And then Mary Magdalene, the prostitute. And then the leper and the blind. Everybody was able to touch Jesus with their problems, Oh, what a high priest. What a high priest we have in the New Testament. So in the book of Hebrews, in our big time, Jesus Christ, say we have a high priest that we can touch with the feeling of our infirmity. A thief on the cross. I don't know anything. Save us. Have mercy upon us. Jesus. Right there on the cross, Jesus gave him salvation. You see, you see how simple and easy God is? You see, you can reach God from anywhere, any point. Joseph was in the prison. In the prison, he was still faithful to God. He was still serving God. He was still loving God. In the prison, he was serving God. But Paul and Silas, they were in the prison. They were praising God. They were worshiping God. Job was knocked down with problems upon problems upon problems. Job was still praising God and worshiping and talking to God, and God healed him and recovered him. See how simple God is. You can reach God even in that hospital. In that hospital where you are, you can reach God. Even in the prison, you can reach God. God is a spirit. And you can reach him from any point, from anywhere. You can reach him. You can talk to him. You can call upon him. He's ever waiting for you, ever ready for you. That is how close God is. That is how close he is that someone was able to walk his way into the kingdom of God. It is not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, we are completely. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, we are complete in him. We are complete in him. Complete in him. We are complete in him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, we are complete. Complete in him. We are complete in him. Complete in him. We are complete in him. Oh, yes. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. Grace, we are saved. You know, not by what, lest any man should boast. The Bible condemns your righteousness. Your own righteousness is a filthy rag. The Bible condemns it. If ever you are righteous, if ever you are holy, the Bible says it is filthy rag. It has no place in the kingdom of God. But thank God for Jesus. The imputed righteousness, the blood that was shed for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years, that blood is still and receive salvation. See? You see how simple God is? He is just understanding. You know, he's just understanding. We want to go an extra mile. We like to go round and round. Before the GPS, if you miss your way, you will go round and round. That was before the GPS came. You miss your way on the highway, on the road, you'll be going round and round until you finally get to your destination. But with the GPS takes you to where you are going. But when it comes to we and God, we like to go round and round, around, around. People will miss their way. It was very simple. Look at it. Luke chapter 23, verse 32 to 43. He sat on the cross. He was talking with Jesus Christ. And he just asked for mercy. He just asked for salvation. And Jesus had mercy on him. And Jesus, welcome him. Say, to God is so simple and so easy to understand. But we human beings, oh no. No, it cannot be that easy. No. I know Jesus must have had a lot of problems when he was on earth. Because Jesus was, he was bringing life to the people. Eh? He came to give life. Welcome, Prophet Peter. God bless you, Prophet Peter. Yes. Jesus must have had a lot of problems, trying to convince people. Because there were many things Jesus did. I know some people must have told him, hey, stop. See, that's too easy. Why will you tell this man, rise up, take up your bed and walk? In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. Drop those crutches. Drop those wheelchairs. Come out of the wheelchair. Come out of those crutches. Just like that. Yes, just like that. Isaiah 55. In answer, God said, my way are not your ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My methods are not my methods. The way I do things is not the way you do things. You are a human being. You don't reason the way I reason. See? Then the Bible says there is a way that seems right to you, but the end is destruction. It was so simple. The man is a transgressor. The Bible called him a transgressor, a criminal. He condemned him. He was put on the cross. One on the left, one on the right. The one on the left did not, he was not seeking salvation. So now he didn't get salvation from Jesus Christ. But the thief on the right-hand side of Jesus, he was seeking salvation. So he was asking Jesus for salvation of his soul. Have mercy upon me. I'm a sinner. Save my soul, Lord Jesus. Then Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Which means that man, that thief, was forgiven because he said it, he asked for it. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Jesus took him to heaven, said what was supposed to be said. The other thief on the left didn't say all this. He didn't repent. He didn't accept Jesus Christ. He didn't recognize Jesus as his Savior and Lord. He wasn't asking for salvation of his soul. He wasn't asking for redemption and deliverance. He wasn't asking mercy. Ask Jesus for help. Ask Jesus to minister to him. Ask Jesus to have mercy upon his soul. And Jesus granted the salvation. Even right now, you can ask peace. Oh, yes. Matthew chapter 7, verse Jesus today, ask, and you shall receive. See, and you shall find. Come, and it shall be opened unto you. You don't have to do rituals, you know, go to the bad beach, go and meet the prophet, you know, buy power, buy gold, buy incense and candlesticks, holy water, and all you don't need. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Just ask Jesus for salvation, for mercy, forgiveness of sin. Jesus, have mercy upon that man. And Jesus saved his soul. But today, you are coming to heaven with him. Now, come to Paradise. In the name of Jesus, may you find help from the Lord Jesus Christ. May you find favor, grace, and mercy. May Jesus have mercy upon you. And better you today, you will be with him in Paradise. You will be with Jesus in Paradise. Not hellfire. The other thief on the left hand, he went to hellfire. He never asked for salvation of his soul. He never repented. He never received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. That one went straight to hellfire. And that is where he belongs. So, but that should not be your story. Story should be that you ask Jesus for the salvation of your soul. We are deep. So have mercy upon you. And then Jesus, as usual, will grant that request, you know, because he asked and you shall receive. Yes. Quickly, we want to pray that prayer. Because our mother in Christ, Honorable Evangelist Alain Kalawa, she's going to share with us some word of God in a couple of minutes. I want us to pray like this thief on the cross. This thief on the cross, he asked Jesus for salvation of his soul and begged for mercy and asked for forgiveness and repentance, turn away from wicked ways. And Jesus granted his heart's desire. And Jesus said, today, you will be with me in Paradise. We want to be like that, too. We want to be able to talk to Jesus, to be our Lord and Savior, to redeem us. You know, Jesus is the Savior. You know, we need to be that way, too. We should go to heaven with Jesus Christ. We not go to hellfire like the other man who rejected Jesus Christ. You know, the rich man. He never received Jesus Christ. He never accepted Christ. So he went to hellfire. But thank God for this seat on the right-hand side of Jesus. He asked for salvation of his soul. And Jesus had mercy upon him. You know, there's none righteous. There's none holy. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Nobody should come before God. You see, two people came to the temple to pray. See, the other one, the publican. The Pharisee was boasting. He said, you see, I'm a holy man. You see, I'm a holy man. Jesus was just looking at him. Stop him. But the publican came and said, the Lord, have mercy upon me. A sinner like me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. And Jesus said, this person is the right person. This one who repented of his sins, who accepted Christ, who turned away from his old ways. He is the one that is going to heaven. He blessed and pure in heart, for they shall see God. So we're going to bow our heads wherever you are in this part of the world right now. There are almost 8,000 people. In fact, it's more than that. It's more than 8,000 people that have joined this service from around the world. And I tell you, God will not fail you. God has never failed before, and he will not fail now. I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, a sinner like myself. Lord, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save my soul. Yes, that we pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, let's begin to pray for salvation of our souls. Yeah, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hey, the Sandara Baba. Ye blokondori baba. He blondo. He blende, he blende, he blende. Begin to talk to the Lord Jesus right now. Talk to the Lord Jesus. Let him come into your heart, into your life. Let him have mercy upon you. Let him save your soul. Let Jesus be your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, receive him, receive him, receive him, receive him, receive him. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Receive him right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Over to you, Mama. Shall we come? Whatever God gave in your heart for us today. Hello? Hello? Why thou gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal, will is of sin is death. Why thou gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal, will is of sin is death. Why thou gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal, ways of sin is death, why the gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal, for all our things, and for God of his glory, including you, my including you, for all our things, and from trust of his glory, including you, my friend, including you, wages of sin is death, by the gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal, wages of sin is death, by the gift of God is life, life is eternal, life is eternal. Are you ready now?
Yes, I'm ready. I've been calling since that. I'm ready. And
okay,
can you hear me,
sir? Okay,
we are treating John chapter 17 today, the prayer of Jesus. After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said,
yes.
Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he can give glory back to you.
Yes.
It's God Almighty that gives glory back to us if he gives glory unto Jesus.
Yes.
For you have given him authority over everyone.
Yes.
The authority of Jesus Christ over all of our lives. He gives
yes.
eternal life to each one you have given him. We have not been given to Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. And this is the way to have eternal life. To know you, everybody has to know
yes.
God. The
yes.
only true God, everybody must know the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to heart. You must know
yes.
God, you must know about God, and you must know about Jesus. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
all of us, the work God has given us to do, we must complete it, like Jesus and his Father. Now, Father, bring me into the glory we share before the world begins. We have to share the glory with God Almighty. I've revealed you to the ones you gave me from this world. They were always yours. All of us in this world, we are gods. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. The word of God is important. We have to keep the word of God. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you. Anything we have is a gift from God.
Yes.
It's God that used people to give us things. For I have passed on to them the message you gave me. We have to pass the message God has given us to people. They accepted it and know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. People must believe that God sent us to do this work. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me. All the ones Jesus has given us, we must pray for them. God says, pray for the nation, pray for all men all over the world. Pray for children, pray for adults. Because they belong to you. Everybody belongs to you, our God Almighty. We must pray for them. All who are mine belong to you. All of us, we belong to Jesus. And you have given them to me. To bring me glory. Now, I'm departing from the world. They are stranger in the world, but I am coming to you, Holy Father. You have given me your name. All of us have been given the name of Jesus Christ. They say the name of Jesus Christ is a strong tower, the righteous one will say they are saved. You have given me your name. Your name now protect them by the power of your name. The name of Jesus protect us. Protect them by the power of your name. The name of Jesus protect us. The name of Jesus is strong. Those who run into it, they are saved. They say, whoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So that they will be united, just as we are one. We must be united with God. We must be united with each other. No division should be found amongst us. During my time here, I protected them by the power of that name you gave me. The name of Jesus is a protection. I gathered them so that none is lost. I gathered them that none is lost. All that God has given us, we have to guide them. None must be lost. Except the one headed for destruction, as the scripture foretold. None that God has given us will be lost in Jesus' name. Now I'm coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world. so that they will be filled with your joy. When we have God Almighty, we have joy.
Yeah.
I've given them your word. You must give people the word of God. And the word takes them because they do not belong to the world. Thus, I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them from the world, but to keep them safe from the evil ones. It's God that keeps us safe from the evil ones. They do not belong to this world anymore. When we are born again, we don't belong to this world anymore. Than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. The word of God is truth. We all must be holy through reading the word of God and obeying the word of God. Just as you sent me into the world, I'm sending them into the world. And I give myself as holy sacrifice for them so that they can be made holy by your truth. We all must be made holy by the truth of God. I'm praying not only for them, for the disciples, but also for all. We pray for all the kings, all men all over the world, the president, the children, the youth. We pray for all of them who have been given to us. We make sure we pray for them because that's one of the duties God gives us to do. Those who believe in me through their message, so that people must believe our message. They must be able to live a life of holiness, a life of truth. So Jesus cares for us, and we all belong to God Almighty. We must dwell in the truth. We must be one with God, as Jesus Christ is Father to is one with God. So may God bless the living of his word.
Amen.
Amen.
So
thank you.
Lead us in some prayer point. Lead us in some prayer point.
And you are going to pray now. You are going to tell it, God, God Almighty, you, we belong to you, God Almighty. Protect us with your name. With your name. The name of Jesus is a strong tie. We run into it and we are saved. You are going to pray now, Father, in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is a strong tie. We run into it and we are saved. Let us pray.
Yes, the name
Father,
of the
Jesus
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, the Lord God of heaven, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is a strong time. We all run into it and we are saved in Jesus. Save us and our family, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. We are saved, we and our children, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
And the darkness compelled
it. Amen.
Amen.
You are going to pray, you are going to tell God, oh Lord God, let us live a life of truth. God is truth. No lying, no deception. We must be Christ-like. Let us always dwell in the truth. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, in the mighty name of God. Father, let us learn to tell the truth. God, you are truth. Oh Lord God of heaven. Let us always dwell in the truth, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray that the glory of God should be upon us. Our Father God, the glory of God the Father was on Jesus Christ, his Son. We too, let us tell God that his glory should be upon us and our family. Let us pray.
Oh
Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, you are our Father, O Lord God, your glory to be upon me and my family. Your glory to be upon my children and their family. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Since we belong to God and to Jesus Christ, we are going to tell God that God should deliver us from the evil world. God should deliver us from evil. Let us pray. God, in the name of God, deliver us from evil because we belong to you, God Almighty. God Almighty, we belong to you. Deliver us from evil in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to pray. We are going to tell God, you want us to live a life of unity. God does not want a life of division or hatred. Jesus and his Father, they are one. They are united. Father, with our family, no division in the family. Oh Lord God, no division in the church of God. Let us all live in love and unity. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God. Oh Lord God, let all of us live in love and unity. Mighty God, hatred. No division. Let's live in love and unity. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We are going to tell God that God will belong to you. He will keep his friend, never sleep nor slumber. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade. That our right hand will not be moved. He will preserve us from all evil. God, O Lord God of heaven, your eyes must be upon us. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, your eyes must be upon us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. O Lord God, you keep us and never sleep nor slumber. Do not sleep concerning our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray and tell God, the name of Jesus is a protection. The name of Jesus is a protection. Protect me by your name, Jesus. Protect me by your name. They repeated it. They said the name of Jesus is a protection. The name of Jesus is a protection. Oh Lord God, protect us by your name. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in the name of John. The name of Jesus is a protection. Protect us by your name, O Lord God of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we thank God for the prayer. God will answer our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God for meeting our needs today. We have received the word of God. We have prayed. And somebody called for prayer of healing and deliverance. The Lord touched the person. We give him praise. We give God praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for answered prayers and for meeting our needs. Thank God for everyone who came. All the ministers of God. Rhonda Perry, God bless you for coming, and so many others. God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for coming in the name of Jesus. The next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have these services. Join us again, and God will minister to you in Jesus' name. Let's say the grace. And may the grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, and let it go viral. Thank you so much. God bless you all abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hello.
Amen. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. I called on the number. I've been calling since the thing didn't go. It was just a ringing calling. It didn't even go through until I finally... It finally go through. I don't know what was blocking it.
No, yeah. The number is area code 515. You got pen and paper?
Yeah, I know the number 515-602-9635. I've been calling it from 5 o'clock. I don't know what was blocking me. 9635. I've been calling it since since 5 o'clock. I don't know what blocked me.
Oh, are you sure? Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying it. I was lucky when it finally, when I finally did go through.
Yeah, maybe. Because other people called, someone else called for prayer, and it went through. From your end? As from next weekend, we're going to have two lines. Two lines to call in. If you call one line, it didn't go in, then you call the other line. We're going to have that next weekend. And I'll call you on Thursday and give you those numbers. So
yes,
you go through this number or go through this number.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do then, starting from next weekend. We're going to have two numbers for people to call in. Because somebody has called in with a prayer request, and the person got through. I don't know why your own you couldn't get through until late now. But as from this next weekend, we're going to have two numbers. So you call into this number or you call into this other number, and either one must go through.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. And
all
I
right.
love the money.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining. We love being with you all in the name of Jesus Christ. On the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be having these services again. You're all welcome to join. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.